And good afternoon. Welcome to Six Semper. And good afternoon. Welcome to Six Semper Tyrannis Radio News. Today I want to talk real quick about biblical experts are warning of an upcoming blood moon. And this is more of a test of my radio system, but I do want to cover this real quick. On Monday, March 25th of 2024, the sun, moon, and the earth are going to be perfectly aligned, creating a penumbral lunar eclipse 2 weeks before a solar eclipse transverses the continental U.S. And the WorldNet Daily site is covering this. They were saying they spoke with a pastor named Mark Blitz of El Shaddai Ministries about these celestial events. And Blitz deeply understands the connection between the eclipses and the biblical holy days. The scientific explanation of a lunar eclipse is that it takes place when the earth passes between the sun and the moon passes through the earth's shadow. A penumbral eclipse occurs when the outer part of the earth's shadow blankets the moon, and about 35% of all eclipses are of the penumbral type, which can be difficult to detect even in a telescope. Another 30% are partial eclipses, which are easy to see with the unaided eye, and the final 35% are total eclipses. In the upcoming lunar eclipse, the Earth's shadow will block out about 97% of the moon's surface, and the eclipse will be called a blood moon, the result of atmospheric conditions that give the moon a reddish tint rather than a black one when it moves into the shadow. The red color comes from some of the sunlight passing through the Earth's atmosphere, where it gets bent, and the colors like blue and green are filtered out, leaving only wavelengths of the color red. But from a biblical point of view, the eclipse is meant as a sign from the Holy One. Blitz was talking about from Genesis 1:14. It states, "And Elohim said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons, for days and for years." The number one reason for the eclipse is to be a sign, he says. It's a sign that it's beyond man's control, something that he cannot manipulate. And he went on to say that the Hebrew calendar has to be studied to understand the significance of these celestial signs. He says the Gregorian calendar is based only on the sun. It's a great calendar, very scientific, but it's not the one that the Almighty uses. And he said that the Almighty said, let both the sun and the moon determine the times. So we only have a total lunar eclipse or a solar eclipse on a full moon. What good are eclipses if you're not recognizing when they occur? So Passover and Sukkot are on a full moon, but the Hebrew calendar does have a solar element as well. It's adjusted so that the holidays occur in the same season every year. The month begins with a new moon, but the years are adjusted for the leap year. So, for example, Passover is always in the springtime, and we adjust through the use of a leap month. And he went on to say that the Ecclesiastes tells us there's a time for everything, but by using a solar calendar, most of Christianity is plucking at planting time and planting at plucking time because they don't know what the time is. They don't know what the season is, he said. But he also went on to explain that a leap month is added seven times over a 19-year cycle because the lunar and solar cycles come back together every 19 years. And he said this is also why on the solar calendar you have to add one day for every 4 years. While the lunar eclipse occurs on an average of one or two times a year, Pastor Blitz explained that when they fall on the biblical holidays, they're significant. This convergence is what Blitz refers to as a blood moon tetrad, a phenomenon he first identifies in 2008. His blood moon's prophecy is based on a series of four consecutive lunar eclipses coinciding with Jewish holidays, with six full moons in between that have no intervening partial lunar eclipse. This series is referred to as a tetrad. The most recent tetrad began with a lunar eclipse on April 15th, the first night of Pesach, and this marked the first of four consecutive eclipses. The second lunar eclipse took place on October 8th, 2014, marking the second night of Sukkot, and the third lunar eclipse was on April 4th, 2015, the second night of Pesach, and the fourth occurred September 28th of 2015, the second night of Sukkot. NASA, he says, declares you can mathematically only have one lunar eclipse in a year and a half, but there were four total lunar eclipses in a year and a half. It's like hitting the lottery. So indeed, in the past 2,000 years, a blood moon tetrad, or four sequential lunar eclipses with no partial eclipses in between, it occurred on the Jewish holy days of Passover and Sukkot only eight times, and then again most recently in 2014 and 15, he said. But the tetrad in 2014 was the second of eight tetrads that take place during the 21st century. This is remarkable, as in the past millennium, only four documented tetrads have occurred on or around the Jewish holidays, Pesach and Passover, and each one followed by a major event that shifted Jewish and global history. Those tetrads occurred in the years 1428, 1429, 1493, 1494, 1499, 1950, 1967, 1968. And for example, the tetrad in 1428 through 29 marked the end of a big wave of forced conversions for Jews in Spain. The tetrad in 1493-4 signaled the end of the Spanish Inquisition, which concluded the expulsion of the Jews from Spain in 1492. And then there were blood moon tetrads in 1949 and 50, corresponding to the creation of Israel as a nation in 1948, 1967 and 68, with the unification of Jerusalem occurring in 1967, he says. He said, I was trying to figure out what it was, but on October 7th, they showed me what the tetrad meant. Pastor Blitz said, in the 1967 and 68 tetrad of blood moons was a seven-year warning of the Yom Kippur War in 1973. Yom Kippur in 1073 was the very first day of the Jubilee cycle, and then 2014 and 15, protective edge incursion into Gaza, the blood moon that accompanied it was a seven-year warning before the October 7th war, which happened in Simchat Torah, the very last day of the same 50-year Jubilee cycle. So the last Jubilee cycle was bookended with wars and blood moons. Pastor Blitz emphasized that not only will a total eclipse traverse North America on Monday, April 8th, but it will also be followed by an almost blood moon tetrad. The first eclipse will be a partial lunar eclipse. And he said, but then there are going to be three total lunar eclipses in a row. There are going to be four lunar eclipses in a row, which is phenomenal, but only three are total. He says also, but they're going to be happening on feasts 2 years in a row. That should be a wake-up call to Israel. The first lunar eclipse on March 25th will coincide with the Jewish holiday of Purim. Blitz noted that it was fitting that the moon should be eclipsed on Purim, as Esther literally means hidden. Purim is not in the Torah, but it is important for Jews because the story of Esther is about the dangers of assimilation. No one knew Esther was Jewish. The Jews wanted to assimilate, but the Holy One miraculously delivered them, and the Jews have enemies, but they have to fight the assimilation as well. And then this pastor referred to the Talmud in the discussion of the eclipses, quoting from Sukkot 29a, which specifically describes solar eclipses as being a bad omen for the nations who base their calendars on a solar cycle. He noted that since the United States has become a nation in 1776, only eight total solar eclipses have completely crossed the continent. So when did they occur? During the Revolutionary War, the Civil War, and the Vietnam War. And he also remarked the upcoming total solar eclipse will cross the border into Canada, passing over a city called Economy in the end. And I think it's a warning, he said. We're going to see an economic tragedy come into the whole world. It's going to begin in the United States, but it's going to reverberate around the world, he said. Thankfully, the blood moon tetrad that falls in the biblical feast will not take place for another 500 years, but it will be noted that a prophecy in the book of Joel indicates the coming of Mashiach will be preceded by a blood moon. Therefore, it says, before the great and terrible day of the Holy One, I will set portents in the sky and on the earth, blood, fire, pillars of smoke. The sun should be turned into darkness, the moon into blood, but everyone who invokes the name of Hashem will escape. For there will be a remnant on Mount Zion in Jerusalem, as the Holy One has promised. Anyone who invokes Hashem will be among the survivors. And it's also stated in the New Testament in Acts chapter 2, verse 20, and Revelation 6, verse 12. So this is just a brief report, more of a test of my broadcast. I haven't been on the show in a while, but I will be doing some future broadcasts on Blog Talk Radio. So be sure to tune in. Check out my site on Rumble. It's called Sic Semper Tyrannis News, or you can go to Rumble and search Mark Matheny. You should be able to find it that way as well. And for now, I'm going to sign off. For Sic Semper Tyrannis News, I'm Mark Matheny saying, protect your own rights, because if you don't, no one else will. And thanks for listening.